How do we see God in ourselves and others if we're going to be humble and honest in a world where we live in community with others? And I would suggest to you something that I discovered from an author named Jerry Sitzer. Let me contextualize it. I remember years ago in the car with my father when I was a boy, and a red light went on the dashboard. And I said to my dad, "Dad, what does that red light mean?" And he said, "It's an idiot light." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you should change the oil on your car every 3,000 miles. If you do that, it'll run for a long, long time. But if you don't, at about 5,000 miles, this red light goes on. And it tells you that you're not an idiot yet, but you're on the threshold of becoming one if you don't change the oil on the car." And I think that there are idiot lights that go on in our lives periodically. And we do well to attend to them. And if we do, we can benefit. Now, this friend of mine, Jerry Sitzer, he wrote that we're most like God in the world when we're most unlike Him in relationship with Him. Let me say that again. We're most like God in the world when we're most unlike Him in relationship with Him. When Moses encounters God at the burning bush, God says to him, "I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go." And Moses says, "I'm going to have some trouble with this, because when I go to Pharaoh and say, I was out in the Midian wilderness talking to a burning bush, and the burning bush said that you're supposed to let, you know, the right quadrant, the upper right quadrant of Egypt go with me into the wilderness," that'd be like saying to Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, "I want you to let one quarter of Chicago go with me to Sheboygan, you know, Wisconsin." You know, he's going to say, what do you mean? And you were talking to a burning bush. What's this all about? You're nuts. You're crazy. I'm not going to do that. Who am I going to say sent me? Moses says. And God says, "Tell him I am who I am. The utterly independent one. The utterly non-contingent one. Tell him that." Now this is interesting. If I come to God unlike Him, and God is utterly independent, then I come to God in complete dependence upon Him. That I might, drawing from His riches and His grace, go into the world more like Him, independent of the world, so I can be a giver rather than a taker, because I'm finding my fulfillment in Him. And I think this is really important. Now, here's where the idiot lights come on. I find in my life an incautious moment where I say a sharp word to a person I care for. And I realize in that moment, things aren't right in my soul. I don't have to beat myself up too much. But the idiot light went on. I need to change the oil. I go to God unlike Him in all of my unloveliness, that I might receive from Him His love at that place in my brokenness, that I might be redeployed in the world more loving, going to that person I had the incautious word with, asking forgiveness, secure in the love of Christ, seeking to make amends if I've done something wrong. If I catch myself in a moment of being unforgiving, I go to God who lavishes His forgiveness upon me, who turns heaven and earth upside down, that He might send His Son to forgive me at great cost to Himself. In receiving His forgiveness, I am able then to redeploy and be a forgiver. If I'm impatient, the red light's gone on. And I go to God in my impatience immediately. The quicker I can learn to do this, and when the red light goes on, the idiot light goes on, the less collateral damage I'm likely to do. And so in that relationship of, in a sense, abiding in Christ, I go to Him in my unloveliness, in my impatience, in my lack of forgiveness, and receiving from the reservoir of the riches of His grace, His love, His patience, His forgiveness, I redeploy in the world to be more like Him in the world. I think the process is one where we learn it incrementally. I don't think one day we wake up and say, we've arrived. Matter of fact, the scriptures are explicit. We won't arrive till we get to heaven. But it says, "Beloved, even now He loves us, so His love's not diminished by our deficiency." It's overwhelming to me.